Firefighters hang out among trucks and airplanes at a rural airport about an hour south of Superior on a breezy, dry day. After battling wildfires the past 12 years for the Department of Natural Resources, Jim Becker is used to this waiting game.
There are days when you're kind of puckered and you hope that nothing happens. Because if it does, it's going to be a long day. If I lived in fear, I'd be in a different job.
Becker and his crewmates huddle near a single-engine tanker plane. After a fire strategy meeting with other DNR wardens, they've been told their firefighting priorities are life, property, and then natural resources. They haven't gotten the call to go out today, but they know that call could come at any time. Some days they can get as many as 50 fire calls. This 800-gallon plane adds a new and welcome dimension to their jobs. Fast response and a big payload that can turn a wildfire from an inferno into something the ground crews can quickly control.
Kind of quell the emergency a little bit until we can get there and contain it. Just that initial shot can make a big difference. And without that, it can be a longer day.
Wisconsin's using this tanker plane and another one for a 3-year test to see if they work better than the lower-capacity helicopter tanker firefighters have been using. DNR Fire Management Officer Ed Forrester says Midwestern states have to find more effective ways to beat back wildfires or risk disaster.
Especially with the amount of building going on throughout this. The sand plain is also the site of many, many lakes and a fairly high-density recreational and actually permanent homes. And we don't have simple forest fires anymore, so the prevention of one of those ignitions from getting large grows in magnitude each year as there's more and more building. And we simply are not going to add more ground units to the fire service or to the DNR. And this is one way that for the critical window here in the spring that we can add some fire suppression capability.
Fast response to wildfires is part of the National Fire Center that many Great Lakes states are tapping into. The Boise headquarters for the Fire Center acts as a clearinghouse for all equipment to this region. Federal Fire Fixed Wing Specialist Tom Monticelli travels around the United States and Canada to make sure these tanker planes meet federal aviation requirements. Monticelli says he's a believer in these high-capacity tanker planes for quick containment.
This type of aerial firefighting, although it is expensive in the long run, you'd save one home or a series of homes, and you've more than paid for the contract for the 3-year period. So.
Yeah, there's smoke in the northwest.
When the call of smoke spotted goes out, it's pilot Bob Nish's job to get the tanker plane in the air for the initial attack while the ground fire crews head toward the smoke. The strategy is to control it so ground crews can extinguish it.
I can empty it all in a second and a half if they want it salvaged. Or I can string it out for about 1,200 feet and about 70 feet wide. When they spot smoke, they usually launch this airplane. And it's very important because you stop the fire from spreading all over the country. You get there and cool it down right away, or even in some cases extinguish it. And it saves a lot of money and maybe some lives and lots of structures because you're able to leave here and get to the fire in just a couple of minutes.
This year's El Nino effect early spring has left much of the Midwest drier than usual, and forecasters fear a busy fire season. Pilot Nish has fought forest fires for 13 years around the country and knows this is risky work for the crews on the ground as well as for him in the air.
Well, you get a little adrenaline high anytime you're approaching a fire. There's always the element of danger, and there's many things to think about. You've got guys on the ground, you've got civilians on the ground, you've got structures and homes, and so you have a lot to think about.
The effectiveness of tanker planes will be evaluated at the end of each year, balancing the cost of $1,000 a day versus its ability to control fires and help ground crews. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.